take a short lifestyle detour from the news of the world. Here's Jenna Barr and the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
I'm Jenna Barr, and it's just an amazing morning. We're learning so much, and now I've made a new friend, and I'm super excited to introduce you to Keith Bernarducci. I absolutely love saying that name, Keith. I'm going to say it as much as I can through the next 25 minutes. You are the director for Santa Rosa Veteran Services.
That's correct.
Thank
but I'm
you.
Not the only veteran service officer in the county. We have two.
Okay.
I'm in the Milton office, and we have Andy Anderson in our south office in Gulf Breeze.
Awesome.
So we try and help all the veterans, obviously, in the county, but we have two locations, and we're busy every day. As a matter of fact, we're booked right now in both offices about a month in advance.
Whoa. Okay, so when people are booking, and just for my sake and for anybody who's just kind of learning more about this topic, with being able to provide different services for veterans, which is super important because we've seen it in history past, they can just fall to the wayside and we just ignore different issues that are happening. So what are people booking appointments for when they come to see you?
Great question, but it's also important to remember we don't just service veterans. We also deal with their surviving spouses or sometimes spouses if the spouses are also disabled, and
no
also
way.
Dependent children. It varies. There are so many rules dealing with the VA that there's no way I could possibly cover anything in depth in, 48, 72 hours. So you're,
wow.
the short time we have this morning should be very light topical. But we do focus on veterans and their families as well. But to answer your question, what do they call and come in about? Most commonly, it's a disability that occurred during service. And some of the vets seem to think, or some of the smaller groups seem to think, that in order to have a VA disability, you had to be injured in combat. Well, that's not true. From the time that you went on active duty, even on a weekend, if you were enjoying some time away from your military duties and you got injured, that may very likely, and most likely, is service-connected, and the government will take care of that.
Okay.
And so it didn't also have to be in combat either. So as long as you were in the military and on active duty for those National Guards guys and gals and reservists, if they were on duty and anything happened to them, including basic training injuries or anything else, that's usually covered as a service-connected injury.
All right. So do you connect them to the proper doctor, facilities? Are you, like, coordinating behind the scenes for them?
We do a lot of coordinating, but not to that extent. All veterans who are discharged who do not have a dishonorable discharge are always entitled to use the Department of Veterans Affairs Health. And, of course, we have the JACC, Joint Ambulatory Care Center, here in Pensacola, and they do a great job. So all the vets can go there. We don't coordinate with their doctors. The VA is a huge, huge part of the government. As a matter of fact, what most people don't realize is how big it is. I'll give you a good example. The biggest expenditure our federal government has every year in our budget is the Department of Defense. And it's huge, and of course we all know that, and a lot of people here in Pensacola and Santa Rosa and Okaloosa, we're all veterans or active duty, we're very familiar with that. Most people don't realize the second largest single expenditure in our federal government every year is the Department of Veterans Affairs. And it's divided into three sections. There's VBA for benefits, VHA for health, and they also deal with cemeteries and burials. As a VSO, Veteran Service Officer, both myself and Andy Anderson, our other VSO, we do most of our majority of our work focused on veterans' benefits, VBA. That's where all the claims go. But if a vet needs to come in and find out where to go get health, we can guide them to where they can go, either here to the JACC in Pensacola, or if you're at the other end of Santa Rosa, you can go to the clinic at Eglin. And we can print off the forms for them to fill out and go get seen.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
That is heroic work right there. And I want to kind of tap on something just because I have a family member who serves in the military and actually battles mental health issues mm-hmm. just in that has started over the past couple of years in his service. Do you help with that area as well in the mental health service area?
We deal with a lot of claims for mental health. Okay. None of us are clinicians, so we're not going to see someone and sit down and diagnose them. We don't have we're not doctors.
But if they come in and say we have this issue,
we absolutely run with it. And so what we deal with anytime a vet comes in or a surviving spouse or a dependent, we have to have the paperwork to file a claim with the U.S. government. And so for a veteran like when you're talking about who has a mental health issue, we need a couple of pieces of paper, their DD-214 or discharge certificate. And we need some kind of a diagnosis from a doctor that they mm-hmm. do have that condition. And hopefully they're getting treated.
Yes.
And of course, we encourage them to keep getting treated because for two reasons. The number one reason is for mental health, obviously. Mm-hmm. And the second reason is that's the evidence we're going to use to point out to Department of Veterans Affairs, this veteran has an issue and it's being treated. Here's a doctor that you can contact.
Right. And it helps. It kind of helps cover everybody's patooties too, because you guys are making sure everybody is getting the help that they need and nothing is slipping through the cracks as well. And we talked a little bit before and I kind of mentioned something, it was past. Now you said things are basically change on the daily.
Not quite. I mean, you're talking about updating and what we're discussing was presumptive conditions for Agent Orange. Okay. So the National Defense Act was passed at the end of last year, and that added three more presumed conditions, health conditions, for veterans of Vietnam. And so you can go on the VA's website to look at that data.
That's awesome. All right. Now, do these symptoms or different disabilities or illnesses that kind of start to show its head as it comes out, you have to just deal with it as they show up, right? It's like you just kind of don't know what's going to happen. Or even it's veterans that maybe have caught COVID and then have issues later on.
Yeah, well, the whole COVID issue that both DOD and the VA are looking at right now, they don't think they've come to any great determinations on that. But going back in history, those of us who are old enough to remember the end of Vietnam, a lot of the military from Vietnam came out and they were complaining about being exposed to Agent Orange. And the original reaction from the government was, we don't think anything caused any problems. And it took years to be able to say all these conditions were caused by that herbicide. And we're still learning that. And so years and years later, we're learning not only can you have these conditions, but the government just added Parkinsonism, which is not being diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, but you have all the symptoms of it.
Mm-hmm.
And hypothyroidism is also now covered. And so we're still learning as we go. The next big issue that the government is learning very quickly is the burn pit registry from those military people who were in the Middle East.
Okay. And that's something new to me. What does that involve?
Well, a lot of things were burned in those burn pits
in
the Middle East. And I don't think anyone really super regulated what was being thrown into the fire. So some of our vets may have inhaled different toxins. Possibly, we're not really sure yet. But we are. The VA is tracking different diseases and diagnoses from the people who were exposed to that. So there is a Gulf War burn pit registry online with the Department of Veterans Affairs. If you were in the Middle East during that time when the burn pits were being burned, please go on that website and log in and sign up to that registry.
That is incredible. I mean, I feel like I wouldn't be able to keep up. So you're a hero for being able to just, well, first of all, thank you for your service. You are a veteran yourself.
And
so I want to just thank you for that. I should have started with that. I apologize. But then you decided after you were finished in the service, not to finish your service and to keep serving more veterans.
To a certain extent, but let me back up just a little bit. There's two of us. Andy Anderson and I are both veterans. He's a Navy vet. I'm an Air Force vet. And you referred to me as a hero. I'm not a hero, but I have served with quite a few. And so my hat's off to those people. I did my job every day the best I could. And I continue to come to work every day, no matter what my job is. I'm lucky to have this director of VSOs and Veteran Services in Santa Rosa. And we go to work every day, and we do our job every day to the best we can do it.
Keith, you are so humble, and we have more to chat about. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. If you're in the market for a pre-owned car or truck, there's only one place in Pensacola I recommend. My friends at Frontier Motors. I love that these guys still do business the old-fashioned way. No pushy salespeople, no fake sale prices, no hidden fees, and no haggling. If you don't love one of the 300-plus cars in their inventory, they'll go above and beyond to track down the perfect vehicle for you and your family. Frontier also offers free appraisals, free Carfax reports, and free advice on buying and selling a vehicle. And if you're ready to get rid of debt and sell the car, take your vehicle to Frontier, and they'll get you a bid in writing in 15 minutes. Folks, there's only one place to call when you're buying or selling a car, Frontier Motors. Check them out at FrontierMotorsInc.com. That's FrontierMotorsInc.com. And remember to tell them Dave sent you.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel because you have questions. We all do. What sort of doctor should I be seeing for this problem? What kind of testing do I need done? We talk about your health problems. Join me this Friday on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Mom, can I have some ice cream?
I've got a better idea. Who wants to help me make something fun and healthy instead?
Me! Eating smarter is easy and delicious. Interested in receiving healthy recipes and a whole lot more in your email? Then register at healthiestweightfl.com and learn more about all the small steps that you can take on the way to living healthy. This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
The Crew of Sparta, All Crew Humanitarian Food Drive Challenge for Mana, and the Impact 100 Virtual Membership Drive. We're everywhere you are because we're local, and we live here too. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
From policy debates to political fights, Chris Wallace anchors Fox News Sunday. Every Sunday at noon on Pensacola's Fox News station. Most trusted, most watched, and in Pensacola, most heard. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
For your morning pep talk, and we have, I'm going to say it again, Keith Bernarducci.
Thanks, Jenna. I appreciate it.
You know, I just love it, especially since I found out you're a tri-state native like me, so we have something in common.
Kind of, sort of.
You're a lot cooler than me, though.
Don't let that get out. My family will never let me live that down.
Well, we do podcast this, so you can tell them I said it. Okay. You have proof that I said it. And hey, if you have any questions, maybe you want to chime in, text us 437-1620. I want to talk a little bit about the website. You have some news come in just pertaining to that.
Sure. Right now, Santa Rosa County Veterans Services has a single web page, and we're going to use a bigger web presence on the Santa Rosa County site. We're thinking it's going to be right around 10 or 11 pages. Mm. And it's designed for the veterans to be able to go to our site and say, okay, I have never filed a claim before. And if they find a little button there that says, have never filed a claim before, they can click on that. It'll launch them to a second page, obviously, and it tells them what they need to bring to come in to make the appointment to the appointment with us. And so with that, it's gonna, at the bottom of that page will be a block for them to request an appointment. When we get that, we know to block that appointment for so long for a never-before-filed kind of veteran. And then also we're going to send them a checklist. So we've developed checklists for most of the common types of claims that are being filed. Because the most frustrating thing for a veteran right now in our area is to like I said, we're booked about a month out, is to make an appointment and show up and not know they needed to bring their DD-214 discharge paperwork. They didn't know that they needed to bring their medical records. They didn't know that they needed to bring in some cases, a marriage certificate. So we want to get them totally prepared and be more proactive and be able to have a much more successful time with the appointments we have.
Yeah, I mean, preparation is key to just be efficient in booking and then being able to get there and get what you need done.
Right.
Now, do you just handle the medical side? Is there anything with home loans, anything in that area?
The state of Florida actually has a really nice tax exemption for disabled vets. So it depends on the type of disability, what kind of homestead exemption you can get.
Okay.
And so that's divided up into different kind of things. But if you are a disabled vet, you're most likely entitled to at least a $5,000 deduction on your property tax. If you're a 100% permanently and totally disabled veteran, then you don't have to pay most of your property taxes. And combat vets age 65 and older also get tax deduction or exemption on their property.
Wow.
So just check in with our offices and let us know. If you want to do that, though, we need to have some kind of a document from the federal government, usually from the Department of Veterans Affairs, that any vet can get on ebenefits.com, which is a VA website, and that's a recognized official document, and we can go ahead and move forward with that. We send you over to the tax assessor, property tax office, and they know to accept the forms. And without missing a beat, the whole county is up to speed on that.
Okay. And somebody has a question. Do you only service individuals who reside in your county? So I guess Santa Rosa County.
The long answer is no.
Okay.
I was waiting for the long answer. Okay, so no. Santa Rosa, we know we have people from both Okaloosa and Escambia County that may need some help. Our doors are open for them as well. But we also have snowbirds that frequently come to Florida and bring their wonderful RVs, and they're spending time with us, and they need to file a claim. We turn no veteran down.
Okay, that's good to know. So I guess, and I'm just maybe making up a scenario in my head,
sure,
for this individual who's possibly wondering, wait a second, I live in Escambia County, and I, you know, in Perdido Key or wherever, and I want to make this appointment. And it's also good because, like you said, you'll be able to have all that on the new website that will tell you everything you need to bring. It's, for me, I've gone to the DMV and it's hilarious when I show up because I show up with an accordion folder of my life.
Right.
And so, I mean, I shouldn't say that. Somebody will probably jump me and take all of my identity, but it's important because you just don't know what you'll need and things to change. And so if you're coming from that far and that's where you have to go to get your services.
Right. It goes back to an old military axiom that most of us are familiar with. That is the old saying, it's better to have it, not need it, than need it and not have it. So
see, I tell my husband that about shoes.
There you go. So it's the same idea. So we want to be proactive. And when the people show up, our clients, we want them to have all the papers that we need to file online. And by the way, almost every county in Florida has veteran service officers. There are 67 counties in the state. I know that 66 of the counties do have VSOs or veteran service officers. And here in Escambia, you have Andrew Huffman. He is your local VSO. I've heard he does a great job as well. But we're all booked out. If you need to come from Escambia into Santa Rosa, by all means, we'll help you out. But I don't want to shut the door on Mr. Huffman or ignore him. He's a really good VSO as well.
Sure. And just knowing that you have that resource in the area is kind of like a relief itself. And so you can get those questions answered. And we talked a little bit before, and I just want to tap on it real quick before we go on our break. Just, you mentioned that you also serve the spouses and families, the surviving families of veterans that served and
right.
have passed. Is that only if they passed in the line of duty, or is that
no?
Okay.
Yeah, there's several different programs, and again, in a very short period of time, we can't really cover all
sure.
of it. Of course, for those families whose military member died on active duty, they become Gold Star families, and there's actually a different group of people helping Gold Stars, but we will also try and help Gold Stars if we need to. But also for those who members who passed on active duty, there's a dependents indemnity compensation that may be available to either the surviving spouse or parents if the parents of that military member were also dependents of that military guy or gal. There's also a pension program. And again, it goes on and on and on. We get up in the weeds on
this. So you're saying there are services
there? There are several. Yeah, there's pension programs or dependents indemnity. So there's different things. And, of course, that's a very common question to our office. What do I qualify for? Well, let's get together and talk, and we'll send you the checklist, and we can go from there.
Yes, ease your mind. All right, Keith, we have more to talk about before we wrap up. We'll be right back.
Delicious Gulf seafood and the finest Mississippi catfish is what you'll get from David's Catfish House. Made to order with generous portions of southern sides. Voted best of the bay for 9 years running. For customer and staff safety and peace of mind, all Florida locations have recently installed the latest in medical grade UV technology. This air sanitizing system is designed to actively kill mold, bacteria, and viruses in the air and on surfaces. Breathe safer and visit the place where southern and seafood meet. See you at David's, Pensacola, Milton, and Crestview.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up. But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. Woo! And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at newsradio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Talk on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620, and we're hanging out with my friend Keith Bernarducci, and he is the director of Santa Rosa's Veteran Services. Before we wrap up, why don't you give everybody just the website, even though I know it's going to change, and maybe if there's a number to get a hold of you if people have questions.
Sure. I'll start with the phone number. The phone number for us is 850-981-7155, and our team will answer the question for you and get you set up with an appointment as we have an opening sometime soon,
right.
Hopefully. And right now we're just on the Santa Rosa County website.
Okay.
So,
and it was really easy to find y'all, I have to say.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, I like to Google everybody who comes in here and check out what's going on. Mm-hmm. And so you can just go ahead and Google Santa Rosa County Veterans Services, and it pops right up.
Yep.
So
the website itself is www.santarosa, all one word, .fl, as in, you know, Florida, .gov, government, and then / veterans, and you should be right there with us.
Yep, that's right. And I want to thank you again for